Chapter 4. In March, Elizabeth went together with Sir William and his second daughter, Maria, to visit Charlotte and Mr. Collins in Hunsford. On the way, she visited Jane with her aunt in London. When she arrived, she was pleased to see that Jane looked as lovely and healthy as ever. Although she sometimes had periods of dejection, Jane seemed to be recovering from her disappointment by the Bingley family. Mrs. Gardiner then asked Elizabeth about Wickham's desertion and complimented her on bearing it so well. She thought it indelicate of Wickham to turn his attentions to a woman in whom he had had no interest before she inherited a fortune, but Elizabeth was more forgiving. Chapter 5. They were welcomed at Hunsford by Mr. and Mrs. Collins. Charlotte welcomed her friend affectionately, and Elizabeth felt pleased she had come. Mr. Collins had not changed. He was just as dull and formal as before his marriage. As usual, he spoke at great length about Lady Catherine de Bourgh, whilst showing his guests the furniture and the grounds of the parsonage. "Her behaviour to my dear Charlotte is charming. We dine with her at Rosings twice every week, and are never allowed to walk home. One of her ladyship's many carriages is regularly ordered for us." He congratulated them on their good fortune to have been invited to dine with Lady Catherine the next day. "I rather expected, from my knowledge of her kindness, that this would happen. But to invite you so soon after your arrival is a true honour." Chapter 6. Mr. Collins was keen to instruct his guests on what to expect at Rosings, and advised Elizabeth to dress well, but simply, since this would be right for her social rank, which was very important to Lady Catherine. Rosings was extremely grand, and even Sir William felt awed, though Elizabeth's courage did not fail her. Lady Catherine was a tall woman, with strong features, which might once have been handsome. Her manner was very proud, and not at all friendly, and Elizabeth thought she could see a resemblance in her to Mr. Darcy. Her daughter, on the other hand, was thin and pale. She was not pretty, and she spoke very little. The dinner was exceedingly handsome. Mr. Collins praised every dish, and Sir William repeated him. Afterwards, Lady Catherine delivered her opinion on every subject without interruption, in a manner which did not encourage disagreement. She then began to ask Elizabeth several personal questions about her family, and although Elizabeth thought the questions rude, she answered calmly and politely. "Are any of your younger sisters out, Miss Bennet?" she inquired. "Yes, all of them," replied Elizabeth. "All five at once? The younger out before the older are married? Very odd." "I think it would be unfair on them if they were not."
"You give your opinion very strongly for so young a person," exclaimed Lady Catherine.
Later they played cards, during which Elizabeth found the conversation boring. But when she was asked her opinion of the evening later by Mr. Collins, she hid her true feelings and gave a favourable account of it for Charlotte's sake. Chapter 7. Sir William stayed only a week at Hunsford, but was satisfied with what he saw there, whilst Elizabeth and Maria stayed longer. Elizabeth spent time with Charlotte, or while the others were making their frequent visits to Rosings to see Lady Catherine, she went for walks in the country. Easter was approaching, and Elizabeth had heard that Mr. Darcy was soon to arrive at Rosings.
He came with a cousin of his, Colonel Fitzwilliam, and they visited Huntsford. Colonel Fitzwilliam was about 30, not handsome, but in his manners a true gentleman. He talked politely and pleasantly, but his cousin Darcy was silent for a long time. Eventually, he asked Elizabeth about her family's health. Elizabeth replied that they were fine, and added that Jane had been in London for the last 3 months. Darcy looked a little confused and said no more.